Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. In this study, I will address the four hidden dynasties controlling our world today. If you ever wondered why things seemed a little bit off, or something in your spirit about our world didn't seem right, then you have come to the right place for some peace. Keep in mind as you listen to this study, it is not about our plans, but Jehovah God's plan. You may have to seek out other studies that will help you digest what you are about to hear. This study will be like any other study. You will have to do the work, and don't believe me or any other man concerning your salvation. And no, I am not a Jehovah Witness, but I do witness for Jehovah. Okay, the four hidden dynasties are how our system operates daily. Even though we call them hidden, they are all in plain sight. Education, political, financial, and religion. A dynasty is a rule that one family holds for a long period of or short period of time. Same family. We have the existence of Satan's family or God's family from day one, from the beginning. Please go back and read Genesis and listen to my studies on the three earth ages. What was the real sin in the Garden of Eden? And the two seeds of Genesis, located on my website, www.jesusandwetalk.org, or my Blog Talk Radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We. Here you will learn of the original sin, the orgy between Adam and Eve and Satan, the children that came from that union, Cain, Abel, Seth, and all their children, God's seeds versus Satan's seed. The Lord uses things of nature that we are familiar with so we may understand his word. He is good to them that takes the time to study his word. He has given us the Bible. In it, it is up to us to study his word. What does horns symbolize in our Father's word? Horns symbolize power. It means power that overcomes. Why horns? Because horns are external. God never hides anything from those that have eyes to see. I mean, you can see the horns. So therefore, we have horns, which symbolizes power. In this world, there are two powers. There is the power of our Father, and there is the power of the enemy, Satan. The amount of power that God allows him to exercise. We have horns, power, that is with us always. Let's look at Luke 1:68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. It is for you today. It is in effect now. You do not have to wait until tomorrow. You are redeemed at any time you choose to be. You make the decision. Let's look at Luke 1:69. And hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Again, power is external if you have eyes to see. It is external whereby you can witness it. You might think of it in the spiritual sense. That thing you call something or it is a horn of plenty or a horn of life, full of life and full of life that spills from it. Good quality life. It is like the tree of life. From that horn is our Savior Jesus Christ, the Son. He saves you from anything that you want him to. That is why we love the Holy Word, Jesus Christ. From the very beginning, in the first earth age, and because God does not keep secrets, you can taste it, you can experience it, and you know that this power is present in your life. Let's look at Luke 1:71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hates us. Absorb that. Let it flow through your mind. All your enemies that hate you, he handles. And over a period of time, it all comes out. Let's look at Luke 1:72. To perform the mercy promise of our Father and to remember his holy covenant. His contract, he is going to keep it. He is not going to forget. He keeps that covenant, that contract at all costs. It is his covenant and contract with you whereby you know that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Luke 1:73 tells us that the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. What does Abraham mean in the Hebrew tongue? The father of all nations or many nations. Luke 1:74, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the land of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Are you afraid? Then do some double checking. You are minus something somewhere. God will protect you as long as you use common sense. There are no giants in the world anymore. We are the giants. Why? Because we march with him. He is in control. He has the power. You can cut it. You can handle it. You have the victory. You do not have to fear anything as long as you utilize common sense and the wisdom that God gives you. God gave you a beautiful mind. Use it and do not be afraid. Exercise the power that you have over the enemy through Christ. Luke 1:75. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Let your faith be strong and secure every day. Not every other day or just on your good days or bad days, but every day. He is with you. Exercise your authority. He is personal to you. You alone to touch you, to raise you, to use you, where God can say, there's my child. Hold on, I'll be right back. Back. Now for the four bad horns, powers. There are four of them. Ezekiel is next to the last book in the Old Testament, chapter 1, and this prophecy is concerning the end times. There have been four angels from heaven, pictured on horses, scouting out to see if it is time for the end yet. This is to say time for Christ to return, and they report what they see. Then God gives some prophecies. I am going to begin with verse 18 of chapter 1, which has to do with the dynasties. Ezekiel 1:18. Then lifted I up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. These four horns are external enemies. They are the four things that Satan will use against us in this life. They are external. You can see them if you will look. Ezekiel 1:19. And I said unto the angels that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. He's talking about the tribe of Judah, the house of Israel, and Jerusalem, which you are always to look to when discerning prophecy. This is the geological location and its time and its season you go by. Ezekiel 1:20, and the Lord God showed me four carpenters, the horns, the enemy. Ezekiel 1:21, I asked, what are these coming to do? He answered, these are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could raise their head, but the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter its people. What are these horns? What are these powers? The four methods of operation which Satan utilizes are educational, political, financial, and last, but certainly not least, religion. Now, if he can take over these things and have your children for a few years, he has them. You can brainwash whoever is not studying and does not think for themselves. You have to get into God's word just to see exactly what is going to happen. Do not ever think that man can outsmart God, or you are not so smart coming out of the gate. God wrote his entire book of instructions to you, for you to absorb, so me or any other man cannot deceive you. Ever heard of Nebuchadnezzar? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you know what Nebo means? Nebo means the god of learning, especially letters. That is what Nebuchadnezzar comes from. He believed in education. He liked to educate. Why? Through education, you can brainwash people or set the minds of people. For example, how did they let a few bleeding hearts come up and say, please, that offends me, and take the word of God out of our schools. Do not let them prevent you from learning from your Father's word and studying as you should. A word to the wise is sufficient. The book of Daniel overlays the book of Revelation as to how it would be in the end. Have you ever read it? Are you familiar with it? Have you heard it taught? Again, the prime root of Nebuchadnezzar's name is Nebo, the god of learning. Let us pick it up with verse 3 just to make our point. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, and he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. He says, I want to have sharp people. Why? Do you know that Nebuchadnezzar had one of the largest libraries that has ever been found from ancient times? He was all for education. Daniel 1:4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning in the tongue of the Chaldeans. They were sharp and cunning in knowledge and understanding science. When one understands science, many would like to tell you that there is a conflict between God's word and science, but they are lying to you. I want to repeat again, as it is written in 1 Corinthians in the New Testament in chapter 10, verse 10, and these things happen as an example whereby you could know what would befall you in the end times. There were five dialects of the Chaldees tongue, so it took a little time. Much of Daniel is written in the Chaldees tongue. Daniel 1:5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, nourishing them 3 years. In other words, Satan likes to operate through education. Satan's children use education to pass their laws, like the one that says it's unconstitutional to teach God's word in school. President Kennedy in 1962 through 1963 ruled in the Supreme Court that official prayers and Bible reading in public schools were unconstitutional. Even today, the media snickers when Christianity is mentioned. How many Christians, men or women, stand up to people when somebody insults God? This is not an all. There are Christians who do stand for God rather than playing church. Hold on. Horn. The political horn is a conspiracy against God's people to bring in the one world system. Their God, Jesus, the false Christ. This conspiracy is the deception of lies, false teaching, ripping people off, creating new laws, focusing them to do things against their religious belief, that causes businessmen to go out of business. Revelation 13 tells us these evil spirits, which are behind this political system, these rulers of the whole earth under Satan's power, brings on the one world system. God brings us the Holy Spirit, the Word, the truth. Satan brings evil spirits, deception, lies, uncertainties, calamity, bitterness, and confusion. A lamp. A lamp can bring God's word or Satan's deceptions, lies, and confusions. Let's look at Isaiah 62:1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns. 2. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. 3. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Let's read in Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoice, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. And then in Psalms 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, let us look at Revelation chapter 17 concerning horns, where the false Christ has been identified as the son of perdition. In the Greek tongue, it means one that has already been sentenced to perish, that being Satan. There has already been a trial for him, and it is written and recorded in Ezekiel chapter 28. The word perdition means to perish. He has already been judged to death. However, he has his children who leads up the political organizations. Let's look at Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns which thou saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That is the 1 hour that is the same equivalent of the 5-month period spoken in Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at Revelation 17:13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. In other words, their mindset. They are well trained. They only think in one light and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, Satan. Just as our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit agrees. As we are reminded in 1 John 5-8, who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And when we study the word one, it means unity. 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree. Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. Who has the victory? Stay on the winning side, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and they that with him are called chosen and faithful. Let's look at Revelation 17:15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou saw where the whore sit are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. Not races, but nations and tongues. In other words, this is the water that the old beast rose up from. In other words, the multi-headed system that rose from the sea simply means it was a political system that rose from the peoples of the world. Revelation 17:16. And the 10 horns which thou saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn with her fire. Revelation 17:17. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom upon the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. His plan, not ours. And then in Revelation 17:18, and the woman which thou saw in that great city, which reign over the kings of the earth. The church system, so to speak, the religious system of all religions, follow these false ones, or Babylon. What does the word Babylon mean? It comes from the prime Babel, which means confusion. Do you remember the scripture, our God is not the author of confusion, but of peace? So be very careful when things become confusing to you. When confusion steps in, God moves out. Stay with the source of that confusion to find your answers. It begins and ends with that source, the one that brings it. Financial horn. When will the Antichrist come into power? Let us look at Daniel 8:23 through 25. Daniel 8:23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences shall stand up. 24. In his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. 25. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princesses, but he shall be broken without hand. He will come in peace, not in war. We have been told it was going to be war. He comes in peacefully, claiming to be Jesus. Let's look at Daniel 8:26. In the vision of the evening, in the morning, which was told is true. Therefore, shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days. We are coming to that time. Now turn along with me to Daniel chapter 11, 21. And in his estate shall stand up a veil person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but shall come and peacefully and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. He's coming, claiming to be Jesus. When you ask people, what is the name of your God? They are saying Jesus, not Jehovah. Again, Jesus is the Son. Jehovah is the Father. Let's continue with Daniel 11:22. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overthrown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. In other words, Christianity will suffer at this time because the majority, unfortunately, many Christians will be deceived by him because they haven't studied the word of God. They're going to church a lot, but nothing more than pew potatoes and not handed down the truth. Let's look at Daniel 11:23. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. 24. He shall enter peacefully even upon the fattest places of the providence, and he shall do that which his father have not done, nor his father's father. He shall scatter among them the prey, the spoil, and the riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. That 5-month period, can you handle it? Daniel 11:32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong. Do you know your father? So don't listen to me or any other man without checking it out in the word of God. 1/3 of the businesses are destroyed by world rulers that work behind closed doors to destroy our nation. Where do locusts come from? Locusts come from underground, like Satan's children who do their deals behind closed doors. The Lord uses things of nature that we are familiar with so we may understand his word. He is good to them that takes time to study his word. He has given us the Bible, and it is up to us to study his word. The real joy is to know what's going on, having eyes to see the 4 stages of the locust army. Joel warns us of the one world government system described in Revelation that shall take over the monetary system and control the world. He says, a nation is come up upon my land, Christian nations, the Canaanites. Satan's children have made the land bare. If you have studied the book of Joel and Revelation 9, it speaks unmistakably of the Canaanites and their father Satan. God's truth will give you peace of mind. If you know God's plan, you don't need to worry what's going to happen. God used locusts to describe men. Let's look at Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Waters are the people in Revelation 17:15. Mountains are, biblically speaking, symbolizing governments. You can find that in Jeremiah 51:25. This conspiracy against God's people, the deception of the end times, is the beginning of hardships through the fourth seal. The fourth seal. The book of Job tells us about a conspiracy against God's people. They are the Canaanites that has come against God's people. The work behind closed doors. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdoms against kingdom. They fine and tax businesses right out of business. The book of Job has to do with the end times just before the millennium, which is the Lord's day. The book of Job tells us what happens just before the millennium. Let's look at that. First stage of the locust is the conspiracy against God's children, deception of their lives, false teaching, ripping people off, new laws to enforce the people to do things against their religious belief, to take over the U.S. and other Christian nations. Second stage of the swarmer. Locust means Arabias. Second stage, the final and fully developed adult stage of an insect. Typically winged, their sounds are peace, peace, peace. And the third stage of the locust, devours. These are very evil. You can hear their sound all around the world. They want to take over the world. They want that one world system under one God, their God, Satan. And then the fourth stage, this has not happened yet, the fifth trumpet, is the last 5 months. Satan and the supernatural creatures will appeal by the sound of their wings, false wings. They claim to be pastors, men of God, but they are false prophets. And you can read about that in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. Why is this happening? In the book of Hosea, chapter 2, 4, 7, 8, and 9, gives a pretty good glimpse at the sad state of God's people in this day. The father says, the 13 tribes of Israel has slid back as a backslider. Their leaders are strangers and foreign to the father's word and act accordingly, taking their strength. While time passes and the end nears, they go their own way, careless and unheeding of the signs of the times. How does Satan come in? Peacefully and prosperously, and divides the spoils among those that will receive him. It will be difficult to fight against if you are biblically illiterate. You will accept him when he performs his miracles. Which brings us to the last of the four. Hold on. Last but not least, the religious horn. Revelations 13:11, the first 10 verses of the 13th chapter, have to do with the political system we read in chapter 17 of Revelations. I'll read it again. Revelations 13:11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. This is the beast that rises after the political system coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Horns are external. On the outside, he looks like a lamb slain. He looks like the Lamb of God, but what is his voice? It's the voice of the dragon. Revelation 12:7 tells us that, O dragon is the serpent, which is the devil. He fills many roles, and he looks like the Lord Jesus Christ, but he is the Antichrist. Anti in the Greek tongue means instead of. Instead of Christ, he returns first saying, I've come to take you away if you want to go with me. That's why you want to be pretty sharp in your father's word, or you might jump on the wrong bus. You might jump right into the bed with Satan rather than remaining a virgin for the true Christ. We that know who we are versions for the true Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus would say in Mark 13:17, but woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Woe to them with child when I return. Jesus was talking about those that are impregnated in their mind with lies and falsehoods and fall off to the first Messiah rather than waiting for the true Messiah to return. They don't know the difference. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing here. Revelation 13:12, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwelled therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Revelation 13:13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. This is visible. He can snap his finger and make lightning come down. Do you think that will be effective? There are people that go bananas over rock stars. You got a dude like this who will come along saying he's Christ and snap his fingers and fire comes from heaven. Revelation 13:14, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the womb by a sword and did live. And then Revelation 13:15, and he had power to give life upon the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And one more, Revelation 13:16, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their hand or in their foreheads. Did it say on or in? It said in their forehead. Well, that's in your forehead, your brain. He's interested in stamping out your thought process. Many people today are deceived, and that's part of that deception, and they don't even know it. They're not aware of it. Well, what about your hand? That means doing his work. And I'm going to tell you something. There are many people of many religions furthering his religious horn without really being aware of it. Does that make them bad people? No, but it might make them biblically illiterate. I don't know. I'm not judging them. I don't judge anyone. Remember what Jesus said in Mark 13 about woe to those that are with child when they give suck. Giving suck means to nurse along Satan's work. Here, the right hand means Your right hand is always symbolic of your power. So it means doing his work for him. Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, which simply means that you would worship or be deceived by him. Revelation 13:18, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Count means to count what has happened over a long period of time, for it is the number of a man. A man that is coming. Satan in Isaiah 14 is called an Ish, I-S-H, in the Hebrew, which means a man, the man of sin. It is the number of a man, and how do you know him? And his number is 666, and I'm simply going to say it, 666. At the sixth trump, the Antichrist appears in Jerusalem, saying he is God. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3, it reads, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, for who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Revelation 16 and 17. Satan lies. Deception and confusion is poured out on the people, those that have not studied God's word. And in Revelation 16:12-16, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of the Almighty God. And he gathered them together unto a place called in Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Satan will be in Jerusalem saying he is God. The seals are not given in chronological order, but are given whereby you can best gain understanding of events that would transpire. But both the seals and the trumpets are in the veils. They all come together. That 666 is showing you when Satan is cast to the earth as the Messiah. You have the truth concerning the true Messiah. So there you have the four hidden dynasties. Why did God say, my great army which I sent among you? Because his people started worshiping other gods. Where is their power in their mouth? Deception, lies, confusion. Revelation 16:13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. 14, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Let's look at a few more words. Frogs, unclean, means false teachings. Verse 14, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth. The word dragon means Satan, equals Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. False prophets equals Matthew 24:5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The word beast equals kingdoms or rulers, Daniel 7:17. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. And last but not least, the word beast is figuratively used to symbolize various kings, leaders, or nations. Four hidden dynasties controlling the world, education, political, financial, and religion. Daniel 7:3. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one to the other. Let's, in closing, go back to the Hebrew children in our mind for a moment, those that were called out to be specifically taught. They set an example for you. God is not mad at you. When his wrath spills over on the earth, you don't have to worry about being gone in his tribulation. God is able to punish his enemies without punishing those that he loves. I am glad I worship God. God is a consuming fire. The last verse of the 12th chapter of Hebrew, also written in the Old Testament. God is a consuming fire. That's the Holy Spirit that touches you and warms you and touches your mind and it clicks. I would close with only one parting thought. Horns are external. If you look, you can see them. There's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen, so be aware. The first tribe to be conquered by the Assyrians was Manasseh in 745 BC, exactly 2,520 years later. America became a nation on July the 4th, 1776. Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arms, and whose heart depart from the Lord. He lives. I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at jesusandwe@bellsouth.net or visit my website at www.jesusandwetalk.org. He lives, and thank you.